If your family is anything like ours, you've spent a good part of the holidays traveling highways and byways, searching for license plates from all 50 states. I recall with fondness our last vacation when we checked off both Hawaii and Alaska. But I digress. When you play the license plate game, look at the number letter combinations and think of the possibilities. Others have. They use personalized license plates to express themselves, to spell out their last name, a hobby, or perhaps the name of a favorite Beanie Baby. But they've also come up with some doozies, leading state legislatures across the country to pass laws explaining what is appropriate and what is not on personalized license plates. Take, for example, the Utah personalized license plate statute. In Utah, like other states, residents who want personalized plates cannot use number letter combinations that are obscene, profane, vulgar, or derogatory. They can't use combinations that hint of intoxicants or illegal drugs. They can't proclaim the superiority of any race, religion, or gender. And they also can't try to fool the state. The director of the Motor Vehicles Division reviews the number letter combinations for foreign language translations, street slang, and upside down or reverse readings. If you think that legislators are becoming a bit too obsessive about plates, this is all in response to license plate cases across the nation, where citizens do make federal cases out of number letter combination denials. That's why the Utah statute, for example, explicitly states that personalized plates should be considered a non-public forum by the courts. Personalized license plates raise freedom of speech issues, don't you know? Say you live in Utah and would like a plate reading, "Wine is One." The state would most likely deny your license plate request under the statute. You, money to spare, would take the issue to court to defend your right to support fermented grapes on your license plate. That's where the non-public forum analysis comes in. A non-public forum is a place we don't traditionally think of as a marketplace of ideas, a place for open communication. The government can close a non-public forum to certain speech as long as the action is reasonable and doesn't punish one particular viewpoint. A fine example is a state prohibiting people from posting all political signs on telephone poles. Under the non-public forum constitutional analysis, then, the judge would look at the state's action in quashing your speech, and as long as he found the restrictions on speech reasonable and not designed to stifle views but subject matter, like intoxicants, he'd uphold the decision and deny you your personalized plate. Just ask a fellow in Oregon who suggested three different wine combinations, wine, in vino, vino. The state denied each one. The man sued, and this fall an appellate court used the non-public forum analysis and decided that the state could deny him his wine license plates. In other license plate cases, Virginia had to give a man his "God is good" license plate because a restriction on deities in the statute was not viewpoint neutral. Virginia has allowed certain religious references in the past, like psalm numbers. Iowa could force a man to turn over his license plate. Its profane phrase could be easily read in rearview mirrors. California could recall a plate bearing a shorthand phrase with a double meaning, one an expletive. And notably, the Utah Supreme Court decided that the state had to figure out if a reasonable person would find the term Redskins derogatory on a license plate, hinting broadly that a reasonable person would. If so, that plate could be refused. So next time you play the license plate game, look not only for states, but for the personalization. The real winners in the game are the states, though. Courts report that they make millions of dollars each year off those personalized plates. I'm Amy Guida.